Do you wanna sit here?
I'm gonna call the organizational meeting.
Let's do that.
Okay.
You wanna sit here? You can grab my chair if you want.
We don't have to do the pledge or anything like that, do we?
Nobody's.
I don't think so.
No.
So.
First thing will be swearing.
The swearing in ceremony is gonna happen right now. Trustee Cropper is gonna get sworn in. Village Justice Carla will get sworn in. Trish, you can do that. You can swear them in. I don't have to do that. And Deborah will be sworn in at the next regular board meeting.
Oh, I thought.
Okay.
Oh, she can come and do it next week.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't think it's gotta be a meeting to get sworn in.
Nope.
All right. And anybody can do it. So Doug, you gotta get up. Put your hand on the Bible.
Who's gonna hold it for you?
I'll hold it for you.
Let me get out of the way. Jason was taking photos.
I.
I.
Douglas Cropper.
Douglas Cropper.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I'll support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I'll faithfully discharge the duties.
Of village trustee.
Village trustee.
For a two-year term to expire March 31st, 2024.
For a two-year term until March 21st.
2024.
2024.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Perfect. Congratulations.
Amen.
All right. How long have you been a trustee, Doug?
A while.
Yeah. Ms. Carla, do you want the Bible?
No,
she's got the Constitution.
Oh, there you go.
Can you hold it for us, Brian?
Yeah, see, there are some photos happening.
I do it. I'll take my hat off.
Oh, I'm gonna do my hair.
Okay. That's just indoor daughter.
You know, I carry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm not gonna swear, I'm gonna affirm.
Correct. I.
I.
Carla Ingersoll.
Carla Ingersoll.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
I will faithfully discharge my duties.
Of Philmont Village Justice.
Philmont Village Justice.
For a term of 4 years to end March 2026.
For a term of 4 years to the end of March of 2026.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability. Done. Okay. I hope that's all.
My text and my email.
Just send me a copy of this text me that picture. You don't have your number.
Ask Deborah to come in.
So I got it on the this nice.
Yeah, and you're
there. There you go.
All right.
I'm sure.
Okay.
She could go on the altar.
Raising right hand is perfect stuff.
You know what I do in court? I ask them whether the right hand or left handed. Raising the hand.
You fight with.
It means something.
Oh.
So if they're left handed, so are we excused?
Yeah, you're good.
You can go eat.
Don't come on in here about the
budget. I want to know what the judge.
You got it.
I got it.
Okay,
good. Then I'll tear up my letter of resignation.
You're not getting out that easy.
Well, you know, I like the job, even though I complain.
Yeah.
Oh, I do have a request. Vern told me we couldn't have two cops in court anymore because I don't let them do something unconstitutional because they aren't handing out the DA's.
Yeah.
We really like having two, and particularly most of our cases now are criminal. I wonder if he said it was school's budget, so I wonder if there's anything you guys can do about it. Because my new one is perfect with the bench.
Peanut butter. Reese's or peanut butter?
And Trish's.
I know, right?
Okay, so if you could do something about it.
Yep. Thank you.
See you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Doug.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for however many years we've known it. All of you guys.
All right, so I'm going to appoint Doug Cropper as the deputy mayor. Mm-hmm. Vernon Doyle is going to be the police OIC. Keith Sobel is going to be the deputy OIC. There's two people on the next list of stuff. Daily operations is going to be Doug and I. Police and courts is going to be myself and Doug. Library is Jason and Larry. Streets and sidewalks, Larry and myself. Mm. Lighting is Deborah and Doug. Water and sewer is myself and Doug. Community center, Doug and Larry. DPW, myself and Doug. Fire liaison, Jason is first, mm-hmm. Larry is second. Buildings and properties is Doug and myself. Insurance is Larry and Deborah. Fiscal budget, state federal housing is Jason and Deborah. Fiscal budget is Trish and Chrissy. Attorney is Robert Fitzsimmons. Code enforcement officer, Lee Heim. The bank is Green County. Newspaper, Register Star.
The
Registrar licensing officer, Trish and Chrissy. Parks and Recreation, Jason and Larry. Village engineers, CPL. Village electrician, Leggett Electric.
And solid waste is you and Larry.
Solid waste is myself and Larry. DPW water and sewer foreman, David Sider. Fair housing officer, Trish and Chrissy. Economic development, Larry and Deborah. Acting judge, Grant Prime. Deputy mayor is Cropper. Assessment review is Deborah and I. Emergency management is Doug and Jason. Forest Lake is Doug and I. Community Day is Deborah and Jason. Village Board of Appeals liaison, Jason and Deborah. Planning Board liaison is Deborah and Jason. Ball Grant is Larry and I. Climate Smart Community Development is myself and Deborah. All right, you're going to read the resolutions.
All right. The following assignments were made by Mayor Johnson, and a motion to accept these assignments was made by Trustee.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Brian?
Yes.
I don't know, you know, we talked about this last year, whether we needed a communications committee, which, you know, I'm just doing a lot of work on that. I don't know if we need to have one.
You're doing a good job. Nobody's going to fight for it.
I can tell that. Okay. I just wondered if we should have it listed on the website so people know, you know, who to go to.
We don't need it listed.
Okay.
You're doing a hell of a job.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Resolutions. Whereas they're to be held during the coming official year, magistrates' meetings conducted by state local associations, village officials' meetings with state and local organizations, meetings for training sessions, schools for fiscal officers, planning, zoning officials, conferences conducted by Conference of Mayors, informational training sessions for public works, sewer water departments, planning zoning officials conducted by state and county associations. And whereas it is determined by the Board of Trustees that attendance by village officials and or employees at one or more of these meetings, conferences, schools benefits the municipality. Now therefore be it resolved that the village hereby authorizes the attendance of village officials and employees to attend the above mentioned meetings, conferences, schools, and that this resolution take effect immediately, passed on motion of
That's all. I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolved that the Village of Philmont monthly meetings of the Board of Trustees shall take place on the second Monday of each month in the Village Hall at 7 o'clock p.m. and workshops are to be held the fourth Wednesday of each month at 7 p.m. Motion made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Resolved that authorization of payment in advance of audit for such items as electric, phone, postage, payroll, and similar bills of necessity is accepted by motion made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolved that mileage be paid officials for using their own cars for village business at 58 cents per mile made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Resolved that bonds for officials and employees continue at the same rate by motion made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
The library board meetings to be held on the first Wednesday of each month made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Motion that village elections to be set for the third Tuesday in March made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
And just to note that there's no registration day, motion used to use the Columbia County voter registration list for all future elections was adopted on April 2nd, 2021. Motion to adopt the meeting rules of procedure made by?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Motion to appoint Grant Prime as acting justice made by?
Motion.
Second.
Carried.
Cool.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn the organizational meeting.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Organizational meeting is now closed.
Friday.
Now we go to the budget hearing. So the budget, there's going to be no tax increase. Mm-hmm. Where's the sheet with the rates on it?
You got it on
this one here. It's actually the last page of the
yep.
agenda.
There's another sheet on the back.
I guess you got to call the annual budget meeting to order. Maybe you should look. I don't think there's anything.
I don't think so. We look like morons.
Yeah.
There are copies of the budget right in the front of the office.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
Thank you.
All right. So, as Trish said, there are copies of the budget in the front. Anybody can pick one up.
It's also online.
It's online. Public comment, there is none. Nobody's here. You guys got anything to say?
No.
Where did we end up with the, there was something we were looking at whether, oh yes, I remember from the email, we can't use the money from the feds for the water. So, okay. Where are we pulling that from? The general fund. Okay.
So the proposed tax rate change is zero. Mm-hmm. The present rate is 7.770 per thousand of assessed value. The proposed rate is 639 per thousand of assessed value. To an overall $1.31 decrease. Sewer rate is going to stay the same at $10 a thousand. Water rate's going to remain at $450 a thousand, $45 per unit per quarter. Before we adopt the budget, I'm going to say that we have our water fund is not in good shape. but we're going to make it through this year. Next year, we'll have to look things over a little bit harder. And also, garbage. We discussed garbage is in trouble because now they're charging for recyclables, and we are going to have to charge for recyclables at some point. Jason is working on a plan, and he's probably going to head that up. It was thrown out the other night that we're going to have recyclable stickers just like we do garbage stickers.
Possibly.
Possibly.
We got a few different plans in the way, but recycling is going to cost now.
Recycling is, we're going to have to get paid for that because it's costing us a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, our budget is pretty good. I have no issues with it. I don't know if you guys have any other issues with it.
It looks great. We did a really good job.
I do too. I think we did a good job. I just have a question about the increase to the recycling and the trash. I'm wondering if we want to implement some program for people for whom that is a particular burden to provide.
Let's see what kind of plan we come up with first.
Let me take a look.
Then we'll look at doing something like that.
It's a great idea. I'm going to put it in my notes, Jeff.
Okay, and just to heads up that, you know, Hillsdale did something interesting where there was a donor who provided some funding for gas cards for people who were struggling to afford the increase in gas prices. So, you know, I don't know whether the village can provide some relief to certain people who have demonstrated needs, or if it can be a community organized event to provide some relief. Okay, thanks.
So I need a motion to adopt the budget for 2022-2023 fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Good work, everybody.
Now I need a motion to adjourn the annual budget meeting.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
We're done.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Deborah, for signing on.
Yep.
Thanks, Deb. All right, I'm going to shut this down, Deborah.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah.